Hey, it's the Moral Marriage Podcast, guys, and we are in 13 languages now, including English. It's super exciting, so look for Moral Marriage if you have a different native tongue, and share it with your family across the world, please, guys, and leave a review so we can save some marriages. All right, today I want to talk about assault, abuse, restraining orders, the bad, bad stuff, and for most of you, it's not that bad. For most of you, it seems like it's that bad, and you have no idea how bad it can get.
We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man, and she thanked me for it.
That you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage.
And I'm not saying you should. I'm not saying we this is what we strive for. The reason why I'm saying this is because I cannot tell you how many men commented on social media this week and last week, a couple of reels that went out where they're like, of course you had to level up and be a man. You're a fucking asshole. All right.
People have been saying that for so long.
Yeah, it's been heavy because of some of the content types. I've been a little bit vulnerable lately. And so, yeah, I hear you. Of course I had to level up because I was a bad, bad man. Then what's your fucking problem? Why can't you save your marriage? Why are you taking content, personalizing it? So, I'll give you just an easy way to understand. Yeah, but if she cheats, fuck, blah, 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 blah. Of course you had to. Okay, this reel had nothing to do with cheating and affairs. So you obviously took it personal, which means you've been cheated on, which means you have work to do. Come on, man. Give yourself a slap. Go look in the mirror, slap yourself across the face, and go, what could I do differently? What? Because if I had a restraining order and could go to jail if I fucked up, if I could have a slip, a narcissistic
relapse
on the weekend and say, fuck it, no more drinking so I can level up again, okay? And we're all over each other. What's your problem? What? Why are you so good? I mean, that's probably what you're doing in your relationship, right? You guys fighting back and forth, talking about why everything is their fault, the attack defend cycle.
Yeah, a lot of the men on Cass's social media are saying, well, I wasn't abusive. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. I didn't do this. It's my wife's problem. I don't need your program. I don't need help because I'm not the problem.
Yeah, so what's your problem? Like, I don't understand. If you really have no communication issues, then why aren't you talking like you want to talk? Why aren't you laughing your asses off? Why aren't conversations going ping, ping, ping? That's how we describe it, where it's topic to topic and it's so fun. You don't even finish your thought and you're on to the next. And you guys are finishing each other's sentences and it's not from contempt.
I have an even better question.
Yeah.
Why is Facebook showing you our social media?
Very, very good.
Facebook knows what they're doing.
Yeah, honestly, Facebook and Instagram, guys, probably TikTok, probably all of them. If you are seeing content, it's because you have the issue. Let's get real. I don't use social media other than to work, guys, by the way, just so you know. But I'll go on Instagram when I want to find something I'm looking for. I'll tell you why. Because I know it's listening. Like, come on. I know it is. It's going to give me the ads for what I need. You know, I got these nice, beautiful bags under my eyes. Damn it. Okay. Well, I talked about it a couple of times on purpose, and there's the skin cream ads popping up.
I talked about this with my women recently. I have a group of what I call ambassadors, and someone brought up, you know, what is social media showing you these days? And it's really interesting what they will show you. So some of my ambassadors have healed their marriage. And so now what she's seeing is knitting and sourdough because she wants to be more holistic. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I don't know, but they're listening to something in her world and they're showing her sourdough. They're not showing her toxic marriages anymore. If you have been seeing his content, There's a reason you're seeing it. So then you're getting, the second thing is, if you're getting offended by the content, there's number two. Number three, if you're commenting on it because you're so offended at what he said and that Facebook showed it to you, maybe there needs to be reflection. It doesn't mean that you were as bad as he was. Most people aren't. We're happy for that.
Good. I don't think you should be. That's
no, most in fact, people aren't.
Yeah. In fact, I don't get as many that were as bad as I was until they're ready. Right. You know, sometimes I'll have a conversation and I'll talk to them. I like it. Well, yeah, a guy signed up. I spoke to, I think in December today, you know, a guy signed up last month who I think was like from, like sometimes it's like a year prior. What happens is many men will book appointments and they're in high. I want to save my marriage. Everything's great. And then they have a fight and then they don't show up. It's very uncommon to get a no-show for me. Like, ever, cause I take my own calls. I don't know if you know that, but it's very uncommon to get a no-show unless he had a fight with his wife. And yeah, he's not as bad as I was, I'm sure. But if he was, he needs to be in a high to want to have the call. That's just how it works. Okay. So if you're seeing it and you're taking it personal, you're not as bad as I was, you really need to stop. Like I said, look in the mirror, slap yourself across the face and go, what the fuck's my problem? Honestly, you obviously are doing something wrong. Honestly. Like
We're all doing something wrong. If you think that you don't need help and you want to get all offended and all defensive about his content and about being called out, first of all, if he's not saying your name, he's not calling you out. You're taking something personally that isn't even personalized towards you.
Guys, I post content based off the lessons I've learned from my own life. Very few pieces of content come from the men I work with. They relate to my content, so I work with them because they're my mistakes and I solve the problem. Just to give you an example, content will be coming out about my narcissistic relapse, right? I actually put a content out right away that was, guys, I don't need to know. I don't know who needs to hear this. I'm not perfect. That was like the next day it went out. Not the next day, 2 days later, I had it made. My editor got it ready. We put it out because this is as real as it gets. I'm not going to hold anything back. If I can do that, I expect the same from each and every one of you. If you're on this podcast, you want more for yourself and for your marriage. If you're listening to this with your spouse, take a good look at each other, tell each other that you love each other, and then do what we did the other day. And we just looked at the things that we know that we could reflect on and actually talked about the things that we would appreciate from the other one that we don't like. Something we hadn't done in a long time, like a check-in, like a big check-in. Okay. And fuck it, it's been amazing ever since.
Yeah.
But see, we're not taking it personal. She didn't even take my relapse personally. Like,
I did for a hot second. And then pulled my head out of my own butt and I was so. Like.
Oh, at the moment? At the night? Or
no,
the
next morning is when I was.
I don't know. Hurting. So I was like.
Yeah. At nighttime, I was just, you were acting. You were narking out. I just had to stand my ground. You're not making sense. You're repeating yourself. Stop saying that. Blah, 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 blah. The next morning is when I was able to feel the sadness. And it was very short because of your turnaround time. Mm-hmm. But I just had to just give my head a shake and be like, mm-hmm. We all make mistakes. It doesn't mean. So if you acknowledge that you make mistakes, if you acknowledge that your partner makes mistakes, it doesn't mean that it's okay. So me saying that I needed to pull my own head out of my butt to actually understand what was happening on the weekend when he narked out. It doesn't mean that I'm accepting of what he did. I'm not. It's absolutely not okay. And what he did should never happen. Mm-hmm. But I know that this isn't who he wants to be. If this is something that he wasn't working towards changing, as far as I'm concerned, it's already changed. This was just literally a relapse.
Now, let me bring this all home for you guys. You don't have to be assaulting your partner, abusing your partner. You don't need a restraining order to prove it. Court mandated anger management, all the stuff that I did. You think that you don't have to do it because it's not as bad as me? Hold on a second. If I'm as bad as I was and I could do the work, that's the exact fucking reason you need to do the work. It's good news. You weren't as bad as me. It's going to be really fucking easy. So pull your head out of your ass. Thanks for that, honey.
You're welcome.
And take the steps forward. Instead of blaming me for your shit, blaming Catherine for your shit, because that's all it is. If you're taking it personally, you don't like us holding ourselves accountable, and it hurts you. Sorry about that, but I'm not sorry.
I was going to say, are you though?
No.
No, if you can do it, anybody can do it.
Stop making the point.
Stop making excuses for yourself.
That's right.
We can end on that, I think.
I think so. Guys, if you haven't seen it yet, Moral Momentum, download the Moral app, join. We're going to show you how to level a lot of this up and make it fast. All right. See you later.